Blog Talk Radio.
In a world where everything is changing every day, but one thing remains the same. God, you still win me over. Your mercies are new every morning, God. Your love never changes.
Lord, I'm still
Well, that cut off abruptly.
Good evening. Welcome, everybody, to the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, are offering a platform of rededication tonight. I'm going to spend the night. We've been blessed to see another year. We've seen some things. We've been spared from some things. And the way the world is going, we just need to tell our Father that I'm giving you my all. I'm rededicating myself to you. Van, what say you tonight, my brother? How are you?
I'm good, Paul. How are you tonight?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. I had a day off today.
Oh, man. That's something to be praised. Praise God for giving Paul a day off. Amen. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Now, if he could have only blessed me one more way and let the Eagles win tonight, but.
Eagles didn't want to win, Paul. They did not want to win.
Much as I hate to, I'm inclined to agree with you. Oh, my goodness. But anyway. Yeah. Rededication. What do you think, Ben? Is that something that should be done, or do you believe that once you do it, it's done and over with? I mean, I understand that, you know, once you submit to him, it's eternal. But do you think there's a place for every now and then just rededicating yourself?
I do. Because there comes a point in your walk where you get all beat down, you feel like life is throwing everything at you, and you decide you want to backslide willingly.
Mm.
And in the midst of you backsliding, while God has accepted you into the kingdom because of your first dedication to him.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you do need to rededicate yourself to kind of wash off some of that old filth that has crept back up on you. Even though God still honors you for being one of his children, as we see with the prodigal son did finally return home. There's nothing wrong with rededicating yourself to the Lord as long as you know that it's a genuine rededication because of what you've done to put you in a position to feel like you need to start living your life again for God, because you did at one point in time, but then you made a decision that I'm not going to do it because nothing seems to go my way. I've tried this walk with you, God, and it just isn't working for me. You don't hear my prayers. You don't bless me. You don't grant me anything that I ask of you. As a matter of fact, everything about this walk with you has not been good for me. That's where Satan has gotten to your mind, gotten to your flesh to make you feel that way. So once you come to a realization and you hear God talk to you and say to you that, I'm still here for you. I still love you, no matter what you've done. It's the past. In your soul, in your heart, then you'll want to do a rededication to him. So I see absolutely nothing wrong. You know, it's almost, I'll give you a good example. A virgin whom has decided that she was not going to be a virgin anymore and she had children out of wedlock, or decided that she was going to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And once they become a born-again Christian, once they've given their life to God, they're making a decision that their body is the temple of the Lord's and they're no longer going to commit fornication. They've rededicated themselves. They've rededicated that part of them back to the Lord until they have a husband or a wife. So yeah, I see nothing wrong with it.
All right. Then we're right on track.
Now, absolutely.
Even this more powerful and more led, what say you to starting us off in prayer?
It'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you this evening asking forgiveness for those sins that we've committed against you. And Father God, we ask blessings upon the listeners, the poets, the hosts, and our CEO this evening, Lord God. Father God, only you know what you have planned for our lives. We've tried to live the way you have told us to live, and we do make mistakes, Lord God. But we're so thankful that you've woken us up another day to allow us to correct those mistakes so that we can still live for you, so we still have a purpose because you've allowed us to be here. So, Father God, we pray right now that we don't let you down. And I want to lift up our children to you today, Lord. So much is going on, Lord God. Children being shot, but being innocent bystanders. Father God, I know you have a plan for what you do, but we still want to lift up our children who are here, Lord God, and ask that you keep your hedge of protection around them. And Father God, we want to tell you that we love you, we praise you, and we thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died, bled, but rose again. Glory, hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, praying for these kids is paramount in our walk. The easiest way to get to any foundation or any building, any family, is at the roots. And our youth are the roots of our society.
Yes.
So by praying on them, they're already two steps ahead. So we have to pray for these children. Thank you for that, man.
To God be the glory.
So tonight, rededication. Ben, do you have a piece for that, or for the evening, I should say?
Piece for the evening. I guess you could use it for dedication. It's called "Here I Am, Send Me."
Mike is yours, then.
Thank you. I'm so sick and tired of this mess. Lord, I must confess. Often people say, "Here I am, Lord, send me now." But when the rubber meets the road, you can't be found. I know we stumble and fall, but in spite of, you expect us to answer the call. God, I'm not eloquent enough to speak. Just tell me what day of the week. I know you left a helper. Holy Spirit, check my motives. I hope I never be the one that is a hypocrite of your word. I'm chastised by the world because I want to imitate Christ. Please give me your advice. I don't want to please man, yet the expectation level is not your plan. The glory of the Father is my aim. Here I am, send me. See, I travel for your pleasantry. I've waited for my destiny. My blessing is from the Lord. No more pulling the faith ripcord. As a matter of fact, I've stumbled, been humbled, even mumbled, plans crumbled. But your hands still extend grace and mercy. No, my name isn't Percy, but I'm called for your glory. Here I am. Send me. And that's that piece.
I heard that before, man. And that's a powerful piece. I liked it the first time I heard it. It has an element of be careful what you ask for. Say, here I am. Send me, Lord.
I know it.
And there's an element of determination that, you know, you finally got within yourself. I'm giving you myself, Lord. Here I am, Lord. Send me. And there was a power in that, you know.
Yes.
You can tell that piece was delivered from your spirit, your heart. It wasn't just a piece written to exercise our gifts. It was a piece that was a part of you. I like that. Beautiful.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate you.
Careful. Yeah. Here I am. And me. Yeah.
That's a
bold statement in and of itself.
It is, Paul. You know, I was going to say, at some point, you have to stop hiding from God. At which point are you going to live the life that he's called you to live? So, yeah, here I am. Send me. What is my next assignment? What is it that you want me to do? How many souls do you want me to help save? How can I bless your people? How can I be more obedient to your will? How can I spend more time with you? How can I eliminate the distractions? Here I am, Lord. Send me. What about you, Paul? What you got for us tonight?
I have part three to the 2022 saga. The poem I wrote for the first Sunday of the month, the second Sunday of the month, I had the continuation of it, and this is the third installation. This week will be the last. I think.
All right, now. You think. I was going to say, tell God your plans and see if he'll change them.
Yeah. Let me know how that works, right?
Right.
So this is 2022 onward. Entering into this new year, I have the opportunity and desire to use it as a life renewal. A new year new opportunities waiting to be discovered, a new season to be grateful that he allows me to be covered. Covered with untold wonders and blessings waiting to be released. A year where wavering faith must cease. A new year to bask in perfect peace. Lord, I again accept your invitation to abide with thee. I once again dedicate my life to the Holy Trinity. I willingly and undeservedly give my all to thee. I know that I am nothing without you. This is a year where I intend to strive harder to include you in all that I do. Search my heart, Lord, and you will see my desires are true. I offer all that I am to you. Father, now help me to faithfully follow you. Impossible as it may be, I want the God in me to be obviously evident, unabashedly displayed for all to see. I rededicate my everything. I relinquish my feeble grips on life to the will of my Lord and my Christ, Jesus the King. I am so grateful that you accepted me and my manifold imperfections. Glad that you mercifully did not meet me with rejection. Instead, you offered eternity with you, an unbreakable connection. 2022 is my chance to shine and be a beacon of you. This is the year that I rededicate my all to you.
Wow, Paul. Just wow. That's what I'm talking about. This is the year I rededicate my all to you. Brilliant peace, my brother. I know God is pleased. I know he is pleased.
He definitely helps. And you notice how that just went right along with your peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I am more God. So amazing.
He's so amazing.
Yeah. Just when you think you've seen it all. Yeah, I'll never
it's not possible. It's not possible for us to see it all. I was just going to say, it's not possible for us to see it all.
I think the brain was short-circuit.
Yeah, and I think that's the beauty of God, to be honest, because it gives us something else to look forward to. I look forward to my blessings from my daddy, y'all. Y'all don't even understand.
Absolutely.
Because in spite of no matter what I do to myself, he still loves me. No matter what someone else does to me, he still loves me. And the blessing, the current blessing that I have is being here and having you all pour into me. I know y'all believe that I'm pouring into y'all, but y'all are really pouring into me. And we ain't even started yet. It's just Paul pouring. Just pouring, just pouring, just pouring. Thank you for that, my brother.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
But, you know, I firmly believe that he leads these shows before we even know his purpose.
Yeah.
It's all according to his design. So I'm just grateful and humbled to be a part in the blessings that he has for others. But, you know, we're not the only ones that he uses for these blessings.
You don't say.
Absolutely not. I think there's some other folk out there that he uses that he gifted with the same gift that we have. He's touched their heart the same way he's touched ours and enabled them to write his will and then share with other folk. You know,
well,
there's somebody named. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, this I have to hear. Tell me more, Paul. Tell me more.
Yeah. And there's this person named Kelly Connor, I believe, that wants to join in with us this evening. Welcome, Kelly. How you doing?
Good
hello,
evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Glad to have you with us.
Excellent.
Thank you. And how are you, Paul?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
That's night. Good. That's good. Thanks for having me on
this
the show.
It's got to be a good thing. Oh, thank you for coming.
Because
without you and the rest of these callers, Van and I would be sitting here talking to each other. So thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I do have a piece ready for y'all tonight.
All right.
She came equipped.
Okay. All right. So what did you bring for us tonight?
Well, the title of my piece is God, I Know You Got Me.
I know that's right.
Lord, I'm trying. If I said at times I didn't question your will, I'd be lying. I'm trying to be patient, but I wonder your timing. Continually trying to press forward, but I keep rewinding. My heart's in agony so much, I feel it's dying. Help me see my way, God. Only you know the answers to my questions, the dark and light of my thoughts, the missteps of my actions, the battles I have fought. I haven't come this far without you. Please help me continue to my way through. I dedicate my life to you. Guide me, Savior. Sometimes the fruit of my labor has been sour to taste. Bad decisions made out of haste. Sending myself on this wild goose chase, trying to save myself without your help. Just who do I think I am? Forgive me, Lord. I surrender. I remember that only the things I do for you will last. Every question, every joy, every pain. Present, future, and past is leading me exactly where I need to be. And yes, I vow to follow your lead, blindly and wholeheartedly, because I know you got me, and I in yours. And that's that piece.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, indeed. Ooh.
Hey, Van, I think we have to replace that mic.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Yeah, we're going to have to, for sure. No question.
Man, look. That thing was powerful on so many. It touched me on so many levels. Wow. Bad decisions. But when it all boils down to the point where you got to ask yourself, who do I think I am? That last little bit of arrogance. Well, I'm speaking for myself. That's what that made you feel. Who do I think I am? I had no choice but to surrender.
Yeah.
That peace took you on a journey through a season of life. I love that. But it came out victoriously. Excellent piece.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I echo what my brother has said. This is an amazing piece. And your commitment to rededication and asking him to help you. And let him know that you're here for him. You want to be there.
Mm.
I love this piece. Great work here. Great work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And I hope that you won't be a stranger, you know, because we kind of come here every Sunday night at 9:00. And you have a standing invitation to come hang out with us every Sunday night, 9 o'clock.
I appreciate that. I find the show very inspiring, so I definitely will be back.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
You heard that, man.
God bless you, brother.
That's an oral contract.
Yes, that is an oral binding contract. You heard it. Absolutely.
I hear you.
One love, one mic. God bless, Kelly.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That piece is phenomenal.
Wow. That's how we're going to start the show, huh?
Okay, yeah, right? She set the bar kind of high. But, you know, anything that we write that's referencing the Lord, it's already set the bar high. So we can't fail.
That's
we're going
right.
to bring on this next caller. She's not a stranger to the Inspiration Factory. None other than Amelia T. Davis. Good evening, Queen. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you for asking.
You're quite welcome. So how are you tonight? What's going on with you?
What's happening, Amelia?
I am fabulous. Inspirational Factory is what's happening, and we're doing recommitment. And I have a fresh, wet ink piece that I brought to the show tonight.
Uh-oh.
Ooh.
All right. Get your tissue out in case you get some of that wet ink, that wet ink on you.
I know that's right.
So the piece is called Recommitting to Jesus.
Amen. Mic is yours, Queen.
At times along our path of being Christians, we may get off track. We are all human. We are all imperfect. We have flaws. We can be distracted. We can end up being fooled by folks. There are some who would purposely seek destruction and pain. When we have been assaulted at whatever time in our lives, it can leave scars on our souls. Or we may have not completely understood the scriptures or what the actual requirements were that Jesus seeks in our life. In Matthew 9:9, we find, as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting in the tax collector's booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And in Romans 15:5, "Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with another according to Christ Jesus." So if you didn't understand these verses, or you perhaps went astray, this is when we must just really need to look deep within ourselves and make a public declaration of our recommitment to Jesus, to refresh our love, dedication, and soul to our Lord and Savior, to begin on a new page with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Here is a simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I choose this day to rededicate my life to you. I commit my heart, my mind, my words, my actions, everything I have and everything that I am to you. I purposely draw close to you, and I thank you that you draw close to me. I ask that you forgive me of any unrepented sin in my life. Likewise, I release and forgive anyone that has sinned against me. I now receive your love, your instruction, comfort, and guidance. Thank you for receiving me and for this new, fresh start with you. In Jesus' name, amen. It is that simple. God really is that good. You are accepted by God. In Ephesians 1:6, we find, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. In addition, the idea of rededicating your life to Christ is not named in the Bible, but that doesn't mean it's not useful. In fact, it can be an effective way to help people realize that Jesus' forgiveness is for all of us. There are two common scenarios in which people rededicate their lives to Christ. The most common is that of an older child or young adult who accepted Christ at a young age after years of going to church and living through the influence of his parents' faith. He may realize his own faith is stagnant and undeveloped. He may have never taken responsibility for his relationship with Jesus, or he may have actually be living a sinful lifestyle. He comes to a realization that despite the fact he is a Christian, he wants a stronger Christian life. So he rededicates his life to Christ, taking a leap in maturity and restarting his Christian growth. The second scenario is not strictly a rededication, but a realization. It involves someone who heard the gospel and thought she accepted Christ, but didn't understand the implications well enough to have a saving relationship with Jesus. She may have gone to church the whole time, even served, but at some point she comes to know and accept the true nature of salvation. If she didn't realize that she was not a Christian before, she may call the transformation a rededication, even though it is technically a conversion. Of course, it is not God's intent for any young Christian to fall into sinful lifestyle. Romans 12, 1 through 2 says that a believer is meant to reject sin and experience continual spiritual growth. Likewise, it's not God's plan for anyone to misunderstand the gospel going through the motions of a Christian life for years before really understanding saving grace. But rededication as a concept is a powerful tool. It clearly demonstrates that God's forgiveness, he forgives old Christians who sin and new Christians who were deceived for years. It is a spiritual deep breath within a believer. Spiritual can refocus her relationship with Christ. Like the prodigal son, Luke 15:11 through 32, and Peter in John 21, it shows that Jesus will always take us back. So let us all turn the page to our past and begin anew with a recommitment to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
You took us on a journey. through a lot of areas that we need to revisit and to be reminded of. But the most positive aspect of all of that is that it's a reminder that we have the authority or the mercy and the grace to renew ourselves. You know, once it's planted, it's in there. Once you know, you can't unknow it. So we need to spread the word, and we need to recognize that there are times that we have to start anew, a new, fresh, bold relationship. Thank you for that piece, Amelia. It's beautiful.
Thank you so very much. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And Vaz, what say you?
She definitely took us on a journey, but I appreciate what you did in the piece with giving someone an example of how to pray. Jesus did that as well. And for someone who doesn't read the Bible or who has no idea of even how to pray, that would encourage them to formulate the words to begin to speaking to God. So this was a beautiful piece, and I appreciate you doing that within the piece.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you liked it, you appreciate it. And yes, it took me 2 days working on this piece. So I'm so glad that I followed my father's instructions, and y'all appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. You're more than welcome. God bless you.
God bless y'all. One love, one mic. Shout out to For Real. And continue doing the awesome work the two of you do, Kings. Much love.
Much love.
God bless.
Man, you know what, Paul? Before we go on, man, everybody always calls and give their prayer requests. Is it okay if I get mine right now? Is it okay if I get my prayer request right? Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Hey, can y'all pray for my 49ers next week when we go into Green Bay that we come out with a victory? Appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. All right. Carry on with the show.
You just had a little David Mott moment, huh?
I did. I did. I hope he doesn't mind. I had that little outburst.
That's all right.
But the prayer request
is... pray for y'all.
The prayer request is very valid.
We're going to pray for you and for them. Mm-mm-mm. Well, we have a couple more callers, and I'm anxious to hear what says this next caller. I think
right,
you might recognize this voice the moment you hear it. I kind of have a sneaking suspicion you'll know exactly who this is. Good evening. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory, Mama.
Oh, greetings. What a beautiful,
Mama
Olade. Beautiful. Yes. Can you hear me?
Hey, Mama
Olade,
we definitely can hear you. Absolutely.
Wow. What some beautiful voices. Wow, that's such a greeting. Thank you. The first request have is for prayer. For my friends. Nephew, and he's a very private person, but God wouldn't know who he is, so
amen.
I'm not going to call any names out. I'm just going to ask you guys to pray for his surgery, that all goes well, and that he recovers swiftly. So could you do that for me, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those listening already know. This is one of the honors of the Inspiration Factory. So, would you mind joining us at the throne? Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight asking for your mercy. We need not mention names. We need not mention conditions. We need not mention anything, for you already know. Father God, we ask that you would be with Mama Oladeji's friend's nephew as they undergo surgery, that you would guide the hands and the hearts of the surgeons, that you would give him peace through the operation, that you would bestow peace upon the family, Father God. You know, all things work according to your will, Lord, so we ask you to have your way, Father, and bring this into a rapid recovery, if it be your will, Father, that they might have a testimony at the end of this. We look forward to what it is you're about to do, Lord. We thank you, we love you, and we pray this in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Okay, so I have a piece called Higher Self. Self Meet Higher Self.
Self Meet Higher. That's interesting. The mic is yours.
Okay, again, the name of this piece is called Self Meet Higher Self. When I sit and calmly listen to the silence, ignoring the chatter and the clutter of daily tasks, not minding anything that usually matters, anyone who has questions must wait to ask. I think not of yesterday, nor the past. Sacred time, the time I set aside for me, is not for my worldly gain. I need to dwell inside myself, away from strain and pain. Rejuvenate, meditate in my quiet space, disconnect and become unlatched, thinking of nothing big nor small, purely detached. As I clean, sweep my mind, deep within my soul, thinking, not thinking at all, I sit and calm. Sit calm. Listening to the silence of my inner peace. I go beyond this earthly sod to that peaceful feeling of freedom. This meditative state redeems my soul as these fragmented pieces of me are returned unto the whole. Rejuvenate, meditate in my quiet space, disconnect and become detached, thinking of nothing big nor small. I clean, sweep my mind, thinking of nothing at all. When I sit and calmly listen to the silence, ignoring the chatter and the clutter of daily tasks, I think not of yesterday, the future, nor the past. Just this peaceful feeling of freedom. No need to worry or wear a mask. Being unattached from this world seems to repair my soul as these fragmented pieces of me are returning unto the whole. Even during the midst of the storm, when there's nowhere else to turn, I yearn to discover my forever or that which is left of me in my limited choices to get it right. Pondering, is it worth the fight? Am I really ready for the next level? Am I? That's the piece.
Wow.
Amazing.
But you know, Mama, there was a part in that piece that when the first time that you said that line about rejuvenate within your quiet place,
yes,
it immediately made me think about your ordeal. It's like God had to rejuvenate you. And that's why you say so much of that you don't remember, because you were in that quiet place. That's what rejuvenated you, because now it seems like you're coming back stronger than ever. I think in that silence is where you meet your higher self.
Right.
That piece was almost prophetic.
That's why I love you, Paul. You're so profound. Thank you for pointing that out. Sometimes you read your own work.
I didn't do it.
But you get a different view when somebody else kind of, yeah, you know. Sometimes God just writes, you know, through you. Yeah. And sometimes you don't even receive your own message until somebody else says, hey. You know, so, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So he used you to explain you to you.
Of course, yeah.
That's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, that's a good one. He used you to explain you to you. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
That's self-meeting higher self. That was an awesome piece, Mama.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And I will say that the journey that God has you on right now, there's a faith journey because you can hear it in your pieces lately that your faith is increased. And you're helping other people, you know, because your level of faith has increased. And just like Paul said, explaining you to you, I can't think of anyone better than to explain us than God using us to explain us to ourselves.
Okay.
So this is a wonderful piece, Mama. And I thank you. I thank you for being obedient and writing it. Thank you.
Yeah. I think I wrote it a while back, but I'm just now understanding it.
That's all right. It's all right.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes God tells us stuff, and we don't get it right away. And we got to keep reading it over and over and over again.
We wasn't
ready. Like, you know what? Now I get it, God. He'd be like, well, if you were paying attention when I first said it, you wouldn't have took this long. But we hear you.
Okay, Van. Now you sound like the doctor. That the one that I went in there the other day to get a checkup on my uh-huh. thinking. As what you call it? What kind of doctor was that? He was neurologist.
Neurologist.
The two young ones were in there, and everything was fine. Then the old professional, the old one comes in there, and he's gonna check over their work and see if they really got, you know, was I really, you know, getting my memory back and all of that, and so. He comes in with his white hair and his coat, and the two young ones kind of fell back a little bit. And he said, well, you did a pretty good job. Your memory is pretty good. It's coming back. I said, how do you know my memory is pretty good and coming back? I said, you don't know what it was like before you met me. So I said, I was just sharp. I said, I was sharp. And he just fell out laughing. He said, well, you're right. We don't have anything to measure it by. But you come back in 3 months, and we'll see whether you're getting better or worse. I said, okay, then. I said, because you don't know. This is a dumbed-down version of me right now that you're getting, okay?
I know that's right.
Yeah, I said, let me come back in 3 months to see whether I'm getting better or worse. I said, because you don't have nothing to measure it by. You don't know me how I was at first before COVID. I said, I was sharp.
And you still are.
So he told me, he said, this is the part that reminds me of Van. He told me, he said, well, did you get vaccination yet? And I said, no, because they told me I got three months to put my immune system, you know, that I can just, you know, work with my natural immune system. And he said, well, if you had got it in the first place, you wouldn't even be here. And wait a minute.
Okay.
You had to get the last word in.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
He got me on that one. Yeah.
Funny.
So thank you guys for letting me share my little story, and thank you for the prayers, and I will talk to you real soon.
All right, thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for coming through, Mama.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. That piece, wow. Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, there's no doubt in my mind that God leads the direction of this platform once we just open the mics.
Absolutely. You better believe it.
That's our job. Open the mic
thing.
And stand
it
back and thank God.
Thing.
Yes, it is. You know, we got another faithful caller about to bless the mic.
Who we got next, Paul?
None other than my brother and your brother. Brother O, what's going on with you?
Evening, fellas. How you guys doing?
Going good, Brother O. How you feeling, man?
I'm doing good. I'm doing pretty good.
Oh, that's good to hear. Good to hear.
Glad to hear it.
Good to hear. So, anything new and exciting in your life?
Yeah, we can hear us. Can you hear us?
I hear you guys, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what do you think of the platform so far? Or the theme of the show tonight, rededication?
It's important because sometimes we, in our walk with God, we tend to go backwards and, stay focused on his purposes and his mission, his purpose for your life. And sometimes we get sidetracked and life happens, you know. But sometimes when you have to rededicate yourself to something, you really have to understand why you're doing it. You have to understand why you're going through a particular situation. You know, sometimes God will use a difficult situation in order for you really dedicate your life to Him.
Amen.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to yield. You just have to be willing and obedient to yield to His will. Because at the end of the day, God wants to know if you're all in, if you really serious about rededicating your life back to Him, or you just playing games, you know.
That's a dangerous game to play.
You dedicate yourself to something. You put all of your energy and time into something, you know. And my thing is, I haven't gotten this far in life without being able to rededicate myself to. I take what I'm going through now as an example. I rededicated due to being in this hospital for nearly over 2 months. I really seriously rededicated myself to eating right and staying healthy, exercising, doing what the doctors asked me to do, you know, doing what the doctors required me to do in order to be fit after I have my transplant, because at this stage in life, I've seen a lot of my friends and a lot of people close to me dying young, and I just rededicated myself to my health. To dedicate myself to folks being in good health and having a stronger relationship with God, because that's what it's all about at the end of the day. No matter how many accolades, accomplishments you may have, if you're not dedicated to God, then I don't know what to tell you. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you doing it? You know, God is. That's right. God never left you. And you may feel like He left you out. But remember, my brothers, God is always beside you. He's like the footprints in the sand. Remember that. Remember that picture. God is like a footprint in the sand. You think He left you? He's right there all along, guiding you and guiding you. So.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we run away from Him. He wants us to come close to Him. Instead, we run away from Him. We want to run like Jonah. Now, run away from our mission, run away from our purpose. So that's my idea. Rededicating yourself to God.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen.
So what piece did you bring for us tonight, Brother O?
This is one of my staples. It's called Always a Winning Champion.
Always a Winning Champion. I know that's right. Mike, it's yours, Kay.
It's not how many times you encounter obstacles, challenges, and adversity in your life. It's how many times you emerge as a winning champion. My dear brothers and sisters, every great man and every great woman that is living or has lived always encountered greater degrees of adversity and faced more challenges and obstacles than the majority of brother. What do champions do when they encounter adversity? Champions are known experts in weathering storms. Champions always give 100% effort regardless of whether they win or lose. Champions make no excuses for why they lost. Champions always take the best shots from their toughest opponents. And champions are well standing facing the season. So, winners do when they stop in the obstacle. When it's never quit, when it's always earned in life, when it's on the path to victory, possess an extraordinary amount of motivation and determination. My dear brothers and sisters, no matter how many times I've been hospitalized and faced health challenges, I'm always going to emerge as a winning champion. No matter how many losses I've suffered, I'm always going to emerge as a winning champion. No matter how many times I've failed, I'm going to emerge as a winning champion. No matter how many times I've made mistakes, always going to burst as a winning champion. Black man, how many tests and trials I've faced? What we see is a life on this earth. Always going to burst as a winning champion. When
hello, you still there?
Yeah, I'm sure. I was just saying,
I'm home. Oh, I'm steady talking. Muted. Can you hear us, brother?
Loud and clear.
Okay. There we go. I'm sorry, my phone was muted. I like the examples you're giving that. You show a strength. Knowing whose you are, that you're always the winning champion. That's a really encouraging piece. And that's an inspirational piece.
Sometimes when you go through challenges, God not only tests your patience, God always tests your strength of character. He tests because, as a dear brother of mine once told me, you cannot have a testimony without passing a great test.
Absolutely. I appreciate that piece because, like I said, if you can envision the turmoils and the hurdles that you
spoke about and still hear you talk about being a champion. It's inspirational to somebody else that's going through some things. I can be a champion too, in spite of what comes my way. Appreciate you for that, brother. Man.
No problem, guys. No problem.
Absolutely. There was some parts of the piece that got cut up because of the communication with the phone. But the parts that I did hear, I did think that it was a pretty good piece, Brother O. I never have a problem with your pieces, man. You always do what God tells you to do. You inspire with your pieces, and you give your testimony and your truths within your pieces, and this one is no different. So I appreciate you, Brother O.
Exactly.
My brother, as always, it's an honor to have you come through. You always leave us inspired. Appreciate you. And I want you to know that you are still in our prayer. And we wish nothing but blessings of God upon you. And I hope to hear you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
We lost him. He dropped.
Mm-mm. He sure did disappear. Well, that means we're going to continue on to the next caller. And this is none other than La Perla Negra. Hey, Danielle, what's going on?
Hello, Pastor Frankie. Now, how you doing, Paul? Hey, Ben.
I'm pretty good.
Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, ma'am.
When this show is over, we going to talk.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Lo siento, pero no entiendo inglés.
Tú entiendo. Tú entiendo. Mm-hmm.
Nick for Spain.
Mm-hmm. You know, lo hablo en español. See?
See?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's okay.
German.
I can learn German.
Where are you going to download Rosetta Stone?
Whatever it takes. I already have a couple apps to teach me different languages. So you can run, but you cannot hide. I'm going to get you. But that's for after the show. Okay.
I ain't scared of you, man. I got my back.
You ain't got to be scared. I don't want you to be scared of me. I ain't nobody to fear. Trust me. But I'm going to get you. only because I love you. That's all. Only because I love you. If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't say nothing to you. But I'm going to get you.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Your mommy do.
Yep. Yep. Yes, my bill. Like my niece said, yes, my bill. Yep. It's all good, though.
I know that's
it's all good.
How you doing?
I am enjoying the show tonight. I'm good. I was a little disappointed in, the game earlier, but I got my win with the other game that I watched because they wiped the floor with that team, and I was happy with that. So I'm good.
It balanced itself out.
They had me sitting. Ooh, yes, but they had me literally sitting on the edge of my bed, like, oh my God, come on, I want to stop doing this. Ooh, I was literally counting on my fingers. I said, if they score this, they want time up. No, please don't. Right.
Well, it didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Yes, and I'm so half happy. Any team but that one. Okay. It's all good, though. It's all good. I think I might pick up a liking to the 49ers now.
I know that's right.
Wow.
It's all good, though. How y'all doing tonight?
We will see.
Doing pretty good. No complaints.
What's up?
The last game that's on right now ain't pretty much of a game. It's a route.
Well, I'm rooting for them. Since my team is out, I got to root for them because they beat the our rival. So I'm rooting for them.
Well, I appreciate you. Like I said, you know, just send up a prayer. Those of you that know prayer, just send on up a prayer, you know.
Oh.
You're going in the face, send up a little prayer. I'd appreciate it.
Hey, before I get into my piece or anything else, did you see the tears from the fans? They was in there crying, and the faces were so long. I said, look at the Cowboy fans. Oh.
You would have thought it was the championship game.
Exactly. Yes. I said, oh, look at them. Now, we didn't look that bad.
They were some kind of upset.
But I just love it. I just love it. I love it when my team is the underdog. I really do. I love it. And we the underdog next week going into Green Bay. I'm loving it.
Well, I'm rooting for them because I don't like Packers.
Green Bay beat us. Green Bay beat us on the last second field goal with no time on the clock in week three. So we ready. I can't wait. Okay, back to the show.
Yeah.
That's what's up, definitely.
So, did you bring for us, Danielle?
Well, I wasn't going to put my hand up because I hadn't written anything, but it's okay. I got something. Maybe it's a couple of weeks old, I think, but it's something.
Okay. That means a lot coming from you.
Oh, thank you.
You're
welcome. Give me a second.
Let me take my robe off. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Please. Oh, y'all think it's a joke. It is no fun. Oh.
Do you know who is glad that men don't go through that?
Men?
Men.
Yeah, y'all are truly, truly blessed in many ways because a woman, her body is a different kind of machine. I'm trying to tell you. Okay. I'm ready.
All right. So what did you bring for us?
This is called Just Allow Him. For if a fool persists in his follies, he may become wise. In this journey, I didn't always have the relationship with Spirit that I have now, but I've experienced the goodness of God, and there is nothing more peaceful or beautiful or sweeter than to allow him in. So as long as I am given another day, I know my crown is blessed. And I will always give thanks as I wake and give him all the glory. Through obedience, I've made my peace with life. I will continue to speak life into people and send out unlimited love and light because I need it to be so. Importantly, above all, I'll remain open to love because I deserve it. And that is where Spirit resides. So allow him in. In your heart is where you are judged. And if you allow him in, you will always find peace of mind and relief of your troubles with him. He says, let not your heart be troubled. So I lay all my burdens down, releasing them to him. And so it isn't. If he helps me strive to reach my goals, he says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. So for whatever you're dealing with, allow him in and just hold on, because he promised he's got you. And that's that peace.
Unmute your mic, Paul. Just allowed on the air. When you started speaking about your experiencing him, mm-hmm. it's like everything flowed from there. That once you experienced him, you began to mm-hmm. trust in him, so you allowed him. You began to know that he got you. And
right.
there's a certain amount of, cockiness to your step after that, because you know he got you as long as you're walking down the right path.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful
Absolutely.
Thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are faithless, that are non-believers,
mm-hmm.
and they're miserable. That's the difference between heaven and hell. You know what I mean? Being separated from him, separating yourself. If he don't separate from you, it's us that separate from him. And they just, I feel for them because they don't know how good it is, how peaceful it can be to just have him in your life to release whatever burdens you have, to lay them down and just give them to him and not feel it anymore, because he will take it from you. People don't understand. He will he'll take all of your pain if you just allow him in. If you allow him in and give it to him wholeheartedly, he'll relieve you of all of that. I'm speaking from experience. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's a wonderful feeling. Your life will change if you allow it in. And it don't happen. Now, I ain't saying it happens overnight, because it doesn't, unless it's his will. But he will, and you'll know it. You'll feel it. And you will not, I promise you won't go back to the way that you were. He won't allow it because it's just too good. All right, y'all, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Preach.
She wanted to come in and preach tonight, Paul.
I'm trying to tell you, I can't speak enough about the goodness of the Father. I'm trying to tell you, I'm sitting here like playing with my arms when I talk about him, because I hear
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
In spite of ourselves, he is so good.
Yes, he has changed everything. And I'm saying, I ain't no angel. I am messed up in the head. I have been through so much in my life. And to just give it all up to him, I dropped to my knees one night. I got tired of being in the mental space that I was in. I got tired of crying. I got tired of my heart just being shattered and trying to pick up the pieces. I got tired of being weak mentally and physically, really. And I dropped to my knees and I prayed and I cried. And the next day I started feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. And it just went on from there, because I meant it. There's a thing called praying with power, and I know how to pray. I was told this several times. You don't have to speak the words out loud, but in your heart, when your heart cries out to him, oh my God, he feels it, he hears it, and he sees you, okay? And he does exactly what you ask him to do. And you stay obedient to him. You can't help but be obedient to him after that. How can you not be obedient after you've been brought so much peace and joy in your life? I'm trying to tell you. Y'all better stop me now, because I'll tell you, I'll finish with the end the show with this. I'm trying to
what's
tell
that?
You, I will go on
I'm
and
trying
on.
To think of that one song. It's a, we used to sing at the church. Oh, Taste and See. Goodness
mm-hmm.
of the Lord.
There you go, right there. That part.
Oh,
right
yeah.
there. Yes.
That's a little bit.
Yes.
That's a little bit.
I'm trying to look.
Oh,
it's so good. Oh my goodness, it is so good. I wish that.
And that's what we got to spread out to other folks, so they can get that little taste, get that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's our reasonable duty. Is share the joy that we found with someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But before we let you go, young lady,
yes.
Inquiring minds want to know, what do you have going on in the Epiphany universe?
Okay, let's see. Alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with Stan the Man Phillips. And that's a place where you can come relieve some mental stress through some healthy conversation and open mic poetry. Alternating Monday nights. What's the name of that show? Do What You Like with Mr. Metaphoria and Poetic. I am one third host of the, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. And Poetic. And y'all got to come on in here because we got a second half of the show called Pick Up Your Pen, and that helps you tap into your creative side. I ain't going to get all long drawn out into it, but you'll like it. Y'all come on by. And Wednesday nights at 9, I am in the Love Zone where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. And as usual, yes, the topic is up in the air, but guess what? Whatever we come up with, I know you're going to love it. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Wow. Busy lady. Busy lady.
Absolutely she is.
Keep me out of trouble.
And I thank you so much for finding time in your busy schedule to come through and spend some time with us.
Oh, I always got time for y'all, especially the Lord. Don't play.
Okay, I know that right. So we got a little edge, huh? Danielle, thank you so much for coming through. That was
welcome.
A beautiful note to wind up with.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely.
We're going to send you to the Love Lounge. No, the Love Lounge. To the
Lounge. Look at you.
Wrong show.
It's live in there.
It's
live in the Praise Lounge.
It's a love lounge. It's a love lounge.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank y'all.
And we go. One love, one mic. God bless you, Danielle.
One love, one mic.
God bless
y'all.
God bless you.
Oh, man. Wrong show, y'all. But like I said, that's a love lounge. Man, I have two requests of you before we wind down for the evening.
Sure.
And that would be, could you give us the Epiphany rundown for the week?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
And then that real special announcement.
Absolutely.
Public service announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Soul Cafe with your host, the CEO himself, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl, La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic, for the Soul Cafe. And then Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night's The Love Zone, Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Thursday night is Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is going to be Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Stan the Man Phillips. And, of course, next Sunday, we'll be right back here with another edition of the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have been here tonight and you have no idea about this Jesus, this God that we speak of, please reach out to Paul Sampson or myself, and we'll be happy to introduce you to him so that you can make a conscious decision on the God that you'd like to serve. We will show you through his word and our experiences and our testimonies exactly why we chose him, to accept him as our Lord and Savior, to trust him, to walk with him. So if you feel the need and you want to be ushered into his presence, please let us know. We'll be happy to do so. Paul, back to you.
Thank you for that, man. Oh, man. I don't know about you. I'm kind of full. My tummy's a little full.
Oh,
I mean, I could always have some
definitely
more, but I'm kind of full. This has been a fantastic show. My thanks and gratitude to all of the callers, all the listeners, especially the guy for allowing us to come together another night. Do you have any final remarks before I play us out, Van?
No.
Okay.
I have nothing
else. I appreciate you, my brother, because without you, we have a whole entirely different show, and I don't think it would be a better show. So I'm glad you hang out with me on Sunday nights as well.
Absolutely.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the final time, would you join us at the throne? Heavenly Father, all I can say right now is thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the platform. But more importantly, I thank you for the callers who bless me, who speak to me through them. Father God, we ask that you would just be with us, guide us, and walk with us this week. Help us to be those beacons of light that you created us to be. Protect us from the wiles of the enemy, Lord, as he may try to stifle us. But we know greater is the God within than anything this world has to offer, that he has to offer us, Lord. So, Father God, I just ask that you would continue to walk with us and protect us. We thank you. We love you. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen. God bless you
Amen.
All.
God bless you all.
Tell one more person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, nor searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone are God. You are God. Everlasting, your truth is here always. You are he who was and is to come. Who is he that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon powers light from day. You are God alone. Now unto the King, eternal. Forever. Come on, begin to minister to him tonight. Amen.